Hare Krishna. We're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 2, Text 84. Translation. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the topmost of jewels. They have been kept in the storehouse of Swarup Damodar Goswami, who has explained them to Raghunath Das Goswami, who has repeated them to me. Whatever little I have heard from Raghunath Das Goswami, I have described in this book, which is presented to all devotees. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were noted by his personal secretary, Swarup Damodar, and repeated to Raghunath Das Goswami, who memorized them. Whatever Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami heard is recorded in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is called the Parampara system. From Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Swarup Damodar, to Raghunath Das Goswami, to Kaviraj Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has distributed this information in this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. In other words, Chaitanya Charitamrita is the essence of the instruction given through the Parampara system of the disciplic succession stemming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Om Adnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're reading from Madhya Leela, chapter 2, verse number 84. As we know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are like an infinite ocean. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has given us the essence of that ocean. However, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was very old. Srila Prabhupada says he was 90 years old when he composed Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so he wasn't sure how far he would go, how far he would be able to cover the pastimes. So generally speaking, Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, Antya Leela should follow a sequence of the early life, the middle life and the last years. However, we see in Madhya Leela, Kaviraj Goswami gives a summary of the Antya Leela because he isn't sure whether he'll be able to finish this literature. So here we see he's giving the summary of the Antya Leela. And this particular verse is so beautiful. It, as Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, this is called the Parampara system. This verse gives the essence of what is Parampara. What is the meaning of Parampara? Disciplic succession. Progeny. Yeah. Huh? Tradition. Very good. Yes. So disciplic succession is an active, living succession. There are many paramparas which are dead. We are not part of a dead parampara. We are part of a living parampara. What is a living parampara? A living parampara is where the guru is connected to his guru and the disciple is equally connected to his guru. So the parampara is living. And what does it mean to be connected in disciplic succession? This particular verse gives three particular aspects of what it is to be in the parampara system. And by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada, we'll try and discover what these three aspects of disciplic succession are. The first sentence here, it says, Chaitanya Leela Ratnasar Swarupera Bhandar. Bhandar means a storehouse. You know, we save something in a storehouse for a rainy day. So that's a bhandar. Swarupera Bhandar. Swarup Goswami, Swarup Damodar Goswami's bhandar, his storehouse, was filled with ratna. Ratna means jewels. What were these jewels? Chaitanya Leela Ratna. The jewels were the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. And what are the pastimes of Mahaprabhu? What are the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada? They are his activities and his instructions. And for an acharya, his activities and his instructions are non-different. So his example and his instructions. And Swarup Damodar Goswami was, originally he was a Brahmin living in Navadvip. His name was Sri Purushottam Bhattacharya. And he was a follower of Mahaprabhu. But when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Swarup Damodar became, it says, Swarup Damodar became half mad. And as Mahaprabhu left for Puri, Swarup Damodar was deeply affected. He also left his house and he went to Varanasi, Kashi, to take sannyas. He did not take sannyas, but he followed a Mayavadi guru because he was just frustrated, angry. How could Mahaprabhu leave? And then the Mayavadi guru said, you go and learn Vedanta. So Swarup Damodar came to Jagannath Puri. And in Puri he saw Mahaprabhu. And when he saw Mahaprabhu, he became his secretary and his most confidential servant. So the Swarup Damodar was so, his voice was so sweet that it was like a Gandharva. His knowledge of the scriptures was so intense and powerful that it was like Brihaspati, the guru of the demigods. Such was his personality. He was a constant associate of Mahaprabhu, and especially in his last pastime, Antya Leela, Swarup Damodar was constantly by Mahaprabhu's side. And what was he doing? When the disciple is with a guru, of course Mahaprabhu is everyone's guru because he is Krishna himself. But Swarup Damodar especially considered him to be his spiritual master. When he was beside his guru, he was collecting the jewels of his example and his instruction. Those are the jewels that he filled his bhandara, his storehouse with. Is the jewels of instructions and examples given to us by the previous acharyas, which should fill the storehouse and become our wealth. That's our only wealth. Our only wealth in this world is their example and their instructions. And that is the first duty of one who is in the parampara system. To collect. So we see Swarup Damodar, not only was he collecting these jewels and storing them in his storehouse, he was maintaining a diary, karcha. Karcha means a notebook. literally means like pieces of paper bound together. He was writing down every single instruction, every single action that Mahaprabhu performed. We hear Srila Prabhupada's classes, we hear so many existing ISKCON Guru Parampara. We should become like that collector who collects the jewels of their example and their instruction. That is our goal. That is what we cherish. And we see in Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami's work, he tells us how Sharup Damodar is most dear to Mahaprabhu. Why? Because he is a disciple who understands the mood of his spiritual master. To understand the mood of spiritual master is very important. So I thought I'll read a few verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita is so sweet. Rather than just speaking the pastime, I would have picked out actually many verses. This morning I was typing this, trying to find out the relevant verses. So please stay with me. I'll translate in English as we go along. Relish the sweetness of these beautiful verses. In Adi Leela chapter 4, 104 onwards, when Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is discussing the internal reasons of Mahaprabhu's appearance, he says, Ati guda hetu shei tribidha prakar damodaro shurupa hoite jaharo prachar. Mahaprabhu's internal reason for appearance is of three different types. Nobody knows this other than Swarup Damodar, because he was very intimate. Sharupa Gosai Prabhura Ati Antaranga. He is Sharup Gosai, he is Mahaprabhu's dear intimate servant. Tahate Janena Prabhura Eishaba Prasanga. Only from him can we understand Mahaprabhu's mood. And what would Mahaprabhu do when he was with Swarup Damodar? In the night when Mahaprabhu would feel the ecstasies of separation from Lord Krishna, Ratre Pralapakore Swarupera Kanthadhari, Mahaprabhu would hold the neck of Swarup Damodar. You know, you hold somebody by the neck, they cannot escape. So he would hold Swarup Damodar by the neck, Mahaprabhu. And he would do pralap. He would speak in tongues which nobody could fathom, nobody could understand. Abesheya pono bhave kohe ughadi. Kohe ughadi. Very openly, he would discuss his heart's feeling with Swarup Damodar. Such was the intimacy with which Swarup Damodar was serving Mahaprabhu. Jabe jai bhabu uthe prabhura antara shei giti shloke shukha dene damodara. As per the mood of Mahaprabhu, Damodar Goswami would quote an appropriate verse from Srimad Bhagavatam so that Mahaprabhu would be able to relish his internal mood even more. The duty of a disciple is to satisfy and realize the internal mood of the guru. This is parampara. How did he do that? What would he do? Chandidasa Vidyapati Rayera Nataka Giti Karnamrita Shri Gita Govinda Sharupa Ramananda Shone Mahaprabhu Ratri Dine Gaya Shune Parama Ananda. Day and night, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai would sit together with Mahaprabhu and they would discuss or they would sing these five scriptures. The songs of Vidyapati, the songs of Chandidas, Gita Govinda of Jayadev Goswami, Jagannath Vallabh Nataka of Ramananda Rai himself, and Krishna Karnamrita of Sri Bilwa Mangal Thakur. So this is how Mahaprabhu spent his personal time with Swarup Damodar. And when Kaviraj Goswami is explaining the most confidential reason, most confidential reason of Mahaprabhu's appearance, he says, Atyanto niguda ei roshe roshidhanto Swarupa Goswami matra janena ekanto. Only Swarup Goswami knows Roshera Siddhanta, the conclusion of Mahaprabhu's mood instructions. Only he knows, because he was a collector. So in this verse it says, Chaitanya Lila Ratna Sar Swarupera Bhandara. Swarup Damodar Goswami was a collector of instructions and examples of Mahaprabhu with which he filled his storehouse. And then Raghunath Das Goswami, he is related to Swarup Damodar Goswami. How is he related? Raghunath Das Goswami was, when he was young, 15 years old, he met Haridas Thakur. And by taking inspiration from Haridas Thakur and then later on Nityananda Prabhu, he left his house and he came to Jagannath Puri. And when he came to Jagannath Puri, he saw Mahaprabhu and he saw Swarup Damodar. And Swarup Damodar Goswami became his Shiksha Guru. So you see, the disciplic succession there is not necessarily Diksha only, disciplic succession. It's also Shiksha. Shiksha is in fact more important in many ways. In many scriptures, many places it is said, Shiksha is more important than Diksha. It's not the physical connection, but it is the connection in instruction. To the degree one follows the instruction, to that degree one is connected to the parampara. It is the essence that we have to connect with. What's more important? I heard this by one of the senior Vaishnavas was quoting. What is more important, the nose or the breathing? Somebody says, stop breathing. Is that more difficult? Or somebody says, chop off the nose, but you can breathe. So yes, you breathe through the nose, but the physical is not as important as the essence, which is the breathing. Similarly, it is not the parampara, is not just a physical connection. Just belonging to a mutt, as Siddhant Saraswati Thakur would say, is not parampara, but following the instruction. So Raghunath Das Goswami, although he was with Mahaprabhu, he was under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Swarup Damodar Goswami would always pass on the message of Raghunath Das Goswami to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami would never ever approach Mahaprabhu directly, although he was there. So much so that Raghunath Das Goswami acquired a name. His name was Swarupera Raghu. His name was Raghu, but who's Raghu? Swarupera Raghu. In Bengali it means Swarup's Raghu. He is Raghu of Swarup. His Shiksha Guru, and he stayed there for 16 years with Swarup Damodar Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, it is said here, Teho Thuila Raghunathera Konthe. Whatever was in the bhandar, in the storehouse of Swarup Damodar Goswami, took its place in the kantha, in the throat of Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami's kantha means throat. What is the meaning of having something in your throat? The instructions and example of Mahaprabhu, which were in the storehouse of Swarup Damodar, were in the throat of Raghunath Das Goswami. What is the meaning? They are spoken by Raghunath Das Goswami. Okay, yeah. What else? Very good. You know, when somebody has something kanthastha, kanthastha means memorized. Somebody has memorized it. Somebody remembers it. So in Sanskrit, if you say, or in Bengali also, Gujarati, so many languages, if you say you have memorized something, you say, I've done it kanthastha. Kanthastha means it's in my throat. So does that mean the instructions and example of Mahaprabhu were memorized by Raghunath Das Goswami? Yes, but it also means something more. You see, I was once with a friend who is an aeroplane instructor. He's a pilot. He instructs pilots on how to drive aeroplanes. And he drives a Cessna 172. Now, if you know these small aircraft, Cessna 172, and it's so complex, and it's got analog dials, so there's nothing manual about it. So many instructions are there. So he told me, I'll give you a free, training for a 20-minute session to see how. And he started talking to me, and there were 6 different screens, and oh, there's too many things. And I said, well, I don't want to take off because, even if we did take off, I don't know if we'll land safely. So I don't want to take a chance. And then I asked him something. He removed a manual, which is this thick, manual of all the instructions for the flight, how to fly. And I said, have you memorized all this? And he said, no. And I said, well, that doesn't make me feel any better. You should know it, right? So he said, I've not memorized it. I have immersed in it. I live by it. He's living. So when somebody lives something, like certain things, certain jobs people do every single day, they live by it. And then they know it exactly what to do next, Like you go to a bakery and a nice cake is being baked and you ask the cook and in between he's going here and there and then he's still putting his stuff and comes out in a nice cake. Has he memorized the recipe? He does it every day. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami did not just do kanthastha externally. Preachers should not just externally know the instructions of Mahaprabhu. They should actually follow the instructions of Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami, and I have beautiful verses I would like to say from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Once there was a moment when Raghunath Das Goswami approached Mahaprabhu directly. Although he wanted to speak to Mahaprabhu directly, he first took his Shiksha Guru with him. So here it is explained. Prabhuro age Swarupo nibedilo ara dine. Once Swarup Damodar Goswami appeared in front of Mahaprabhu. Raghunatha nibedoyo Prabhuro charane. Swarup Damodar Goswami told Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, this Raghunath, he wants to talk to you. Raghunath could have approached directly, but Swarup Damodar Goswami said, this Raghunath wants to talk to you, Mahaprabhu. And then Raghunath Das Goswami asked Mahaprabhu directly. This is the only conversation he had directly with Mahaprabhu. Approaching Mahaprabhu directly. Ki moro kartabya mui na jani uddesha. What is my duty? I don't know. Apani shri mukhe moro koro upadesha. With your lotus mouth, please tell me, what is the duty I should follow? Give me instruction. Koro upadesha, give me the instruction. Seeking instruction from the spiritual master, this is parampara. Not just seeking the instruction, but following. We'll see how he carries out the instruction. So then Mahaprabhu replies, Hoshi Mahaprabhu Raghunathera Kohilo, Tomara Upadeshta Kori Shorupere Dilo. Mahaprabhu laughed and he said, I've already made Swarup Damodar Goswami your instructor. What can I instruct? Sadhya sadhana tatta shikha ihara sthane ami tata nahi jani iho jata jane. What is your duty and how to perform that duty? Learn from him, Swarup Damodar. He actually knows better than me. What can I speak? Tathapi amara adnai shraddha jadi hoy amara ei bakya tobe koroho nischoy. However, if you have faith in my instructions, Mahaprabhu says to Raghunath, then I shall give you some instructions. Please keep them to your heart. You see, having faith in the instructions of the Guru, this is parampara. And Mahaprabhu gives him 5 instructions. What are the instructions? Please remember carefully. They will come again. So you will have to tell me, yeah, which one it was. First instruction, he says, Gramya katha na shunibe, gramya bartha na kohibe. Don't do gossip. Don't listen to gossip. Don't do gossip and don't listen to gossip. How do you avoid gossip and listening to gossip? If you are constantly speaking about Krishna and listening about Krishna, there is no time to do gossip. So this is Mahaprabhu's first instruction to Raghunath Das Goswami. Second instruction, Bhalo na khaibe aro bhalo na poribe. Bhalo na khaibe, don't eat nice foodstuffs. Don't eat, don't wear beautiful dresses. Bhalo na paribe. Third instruction. Amani manado hoya Krishna nama sada labe. Fourth, Krishna nama sada labe. Amana manado hoya. Respect everyone. Expect no respect in return. Fourth instruction. Always take the name of Krishna. And fifth and the last instruction. Braje Radha Krishna Seva Manase Koribe. Mentally worship Radha Krishna in Braj. 5 instructions he gave. And then Mahaprabhu said, Eito Sankshepe Ami Koi Lup Desha. This is in gist, I'm giving you the instructions in gist. Sharupera Thai Ihar Paibe Bishesha. From Swarup Damodar Goswami, you will get the details of this instruction. Now, Raghunath Das Goswami stayed for 16 years with Swarup Damodar Goswami. When Mahaprabhu left this world, and then when Swarup Damodar left this world after a couple of years of Mahaprabhu's leaving, Raghunath Das Goswami could not tolerate. So he decided to go to Vrindavan, do the parikrama of the dham, go on top of Govardhan Hill and commit suicide and die. He could not remain without Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar. So with this in mind, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami explains, Shodasha Batsara Koilo Antaranga Shebana. For 16 years he served Mahaprabhu. Sharupera Antardhane Ailo Vrindavana. When his Shiksha Guru Swarup Damodar Goswami left this world, Raghunath Das Goswami went to Vrindavan. And what did he do? Vrindavane dui bhair charana dekhiya. In Vrindavan he met these 2 brothers. Who? Rupa and Sanatan. Gobardhane tyajibo deho bhrugupata koriya. He told them, I've come here to go to Govardhan to leave my body by doing Bhrugupatha. Bhrugupatha means to jump off the hill. Eito nishchaya kori ailo Vrindavane ashi rupo sanatane bandilo charane. With this in mind, he came to Vrindavan and he sought blessings of Rupa and Sanatan. Please allow me to commit suicide. There is nothing in my life. Now, Raghunath Das Goswami was constantly serving Swarup Damodar Goswami. So as Swarup Damodar Goswami was filling his bhandara, his storehouse, with the jewels of the example and instruction of Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami was also getting those jewels from Swarup Damodar. And Rupa and Sanatan, what did they do? Tabe dui bhai tare maritana dilo. They did not allow him to die. Nijo tritya bhai kori nikate rakhilo. He told them, the two brothers told Raghunath Das Goswami, you are the third brother. You are like our brother. Stay with us. And then what did they do by keeping Raghunath Das Goswami with them, Rupa and Sanatan? Mahaprabhura lila jato bahira antara dui bhai tara mukhe shune nirantara. Constantly they were hearing the pastimes of Mahaprabhu from Raghunath Das Goswami. And how was Raghunath Das Goswami living? Please listen carefully. Remember the five instructions that Mahaprabhu gave all those 16 years ago? What was Raghunath Das Goswami doing? Even throughout the 16 years, but in these final years also, what was he doing? Annajala tyaga koilo anya katha na. Annajala tyaga koilo. He would not eat. Mahaprabhu gave instruction. What instruction? Balana khaibe. What is the extremity of that? Raghunath Das Goswami, who was born as a prince. Dasa Goswami, he is famous as. He would not even eat anything. Anna jala, even water he would not drink. Tyaga koilo anya kathana. He would not speak anything else, because what was the instruction? No gossip. He would not speak anything. Pala dui tina matha koreno bhakshana. Sometimes, just to keep his body and soul together, he would take for a moment a palmful of buttermilk. Just to keep his body and soul together. Sahasra dandvata kore. Every single day he had a niyama. He would do 1,000 obeisances. Sahasra dandvata kore laya laksha nama. What was the instruction? Amana manada. Do not expect respect. Give all respects in return. So, he would sahasra dandvata kore. He would do 1,000 obeisances to the deities, and dui sahasra vaishnavere nitya paranama. Every single day, he would pay 1,000 obeisances to the deities and 2,000 obeisances to the Vaishnavas. You know, like we only do 16 rounds, we chant and we count. He would count every single day. 2,000 obeisances to Vaishnavas. This was his niyam. And 1,000 obeisances to the deities. Why? Because Mahaprabhu said, don't expect any respect. Give all respect in return. Yeah. And Mahaprabhu said, Krishna naam sada lobe. Take Krishna naam always. So how many names he would chant? Laya laksha nama. 64 rounds he would chant every day. Ratri dine radha krishne manasa sevana. Day and night he would worship Radha Krishna. This was the fifth instruction. Prahareka mahaprabhu charita kathana. And by the insistence of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, for 3 hours every day, would speak about the pastimes and the instructions of Mahaprabhu. So the Bhandara of Swarup Damodar would have been opened by Raghunath Das Goswami in front of all of these Vaishnavas. And when all these Vaishnavas had gathered to hear the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, Rup and Sanatan would sit and listen to Raghunath. In the assembly was also one special soul, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who later on made Raghunath Das Goswami his guru, his Diksha guru. So we have the Shiksha Parampara and now we have the Diksha Shiksha Parampara. So he was both his Shiksha guru and his Diksha guru. So, what else would Raghunath Das Goswami do? Tino Sandhya Radha Kunde Apatita Snana. 3 times, 3 sandhyas he would do, and he would take bath in Radha Kund. He would stay in Radha Kund. Braja Bashi Vaishnava Kore Alingana Mana. Any Brajvasi he would see, any men he would see who's from Braj, he would embrace them and he would respectfully speak to them. Sardha Shapta Prahara Kore Bhakti Rasadhana. 21 hours of the day he would perform his sadhana. And 3 hours he was speaking about Mahaprabhu. So what was he? Was he sleeping? Chari danda nidra seha nahe kona dina. Sometimes when his body would not keep up with 24 hours of his ecstatic sadhana, he would sleep a maximum of 90 minutes. And then the same again. So Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Tahara sadhana riti shunite chamatkara. His sadhana, hearing about his sadhana, is so astonishing. Chamatkara. It's impossible to comprehend. Shai Rupa Raghunatha Prabhu Je Amara. Such are Rupa and Raghunath, my gurus. Rupa Goswami was also his Shiksha Guru. So, what is the second? So, first principle of Parampara is to collect the instructions and the example and follow those examples of the Guru, which is exemplified by Swarup Damodar Goswami. The second important principle of Parampara is to actually not just collect those instructions and examples, but to follow, to carry out. So first is to collect, the second is to carry out those instructions. We are only part of the living Parampara to the degree we carry out the instructions that come through the Parampara. And Raghunath Das Goswami is the example of carrying out the instructions of the Parampara. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, what does he say about himself? Taha kichu je shunilu. Whatever I have heard, anyway, you know, I don't have much to contribute here. Swarup Damodar Goswami had the wealth. He passed it on to Raghunath. I simply heard in the assembly of Raghunath. I don't have much intelligence. Taha kichu je shunilu, taha iha vishtarilu. Whatever I have heard, I am now expanding. Whatever I have heard. So to repeat what one has gained through the Parampara. Repeat, not as it is necessarily, but expand by understanding. Understand and expand. Vistarilu means to expand. And then he says, Bhakta gane dilu ehi bhete. I give this Chaitanya Charitamrita as a gift to the devotees. Bheta means gift. The message of Krishna consciousness is so sublime. Srila Prabhupada would say, I did not come to your country to take something, but to give you the gift of Krishna consciousness. This is the mood. The matchless gift. Storefront. Bheta means gift. This is the mood. It's distributed freely. You know, when you give gift to someone, who do you give gift to? To somebody you love. Somebody who deserves. So this message should be given to someone who deserves to receive it. And when you give a gift, do you have an expectation in return? You don't. So Krishna consciousness is distributed with no expectation in return. This is the third principle of parampara, to distribute the message. So first is to collect, second is to carry out, and the third is to convey. To give it in such a way that they can accept, and to give it freely and with humility. What was the humility of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami? He writes himself, this is so beautiful, so sweet. How did Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami happen to meet Raghunath Das Goswami is very beautiful. Would you like to know? Yes? So in Adi Leela, 5th chapter, 195, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, once he had a dream. What did he see in the dream? In the dream, he saw Nityananda Prabhu speaking to him. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was in Katwa. Katwa is in West Bengal. And he was very disturbed because all the associates of Mahaprabhu had practically left the world. So in the dream, Nityananda Prabhu gave the instruction to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Ore ore Krishnadas nakaro bhaya, Vrindavane jao taha sarvalabhya hoya. Don't be afraid, Krishnadas. Go to Vrindavan. You'll be very happy there. Eta boli prerilo more hata shani dilo antardhana koilo prabhu nichagana loyo. Nityananda Prabhu pointed out towards Vrindavan and said, go to Vrindavan, like that to Krishna. And then he disappeared. Murchita hoya mui podi no bhumite. And I fell unconscious, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying. Shopna bhanga hoila dekhi hoyache prabhate. And my dream broke. I woke up and I saw it was daylight. Ei dekhinu ki shuninu koriye bichara ki dekhinu ki shuninu. I was thinking, what did I see? What did I hear? Prabhu vadna hoilo brinda bhano jai bara. Nityan Prabhu has instructed me to go to Vrindavan. Shaishane Vrindavane korinu gamana. Immediately this old man, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, immediately he left for Vrindavan. Without any consideration, where will I stay? What will I eat? How will I get there? Following the instruction of the spiritual master at once, with sincerity. Prabhura kripate shukhe aino Vrindavana. By the mercy of Nityan Prabhu, I came to Vrindavan. Jaya jaya Nityananda, Nityananda Rama. All glories to Nityananda. Jaharo kripate painu Vrindavana dhama. By His mercy I attained Vrindavan Dham. Jaya jaya Nityananda, jaya kripa moya. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. Another name of Nityananda Prabhu is Kripa Moya. One who is extremely merciful. Jaha hoite painu rupa sanatan ashroya. By Nityananda Prabhu's mercy I came to Vrindavan. By coming to Vrindavan through Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, I got the shelter of Rupa and Sanatan. Jaha hoite painu raghu natha mahashoya. By the mercy of Rupa and Sanatan, I found Raghunath Das Goswami. Jaha hoite painu Shri Swarupa Ashraya. By the mercy of Raghunath Das Goswami, I got the shelter of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Sanatana kripaya painu bhakti rasiddhanta. Shri Rupa kripaya painu bhakti rasa pranta. By the mercy of Sanatana Goswami, I understood the principles of devotional service. And by the mercy of Rupa Goswami, I understood the limits of bhakti. Jaya jaya nityananda charanara binda. Jaha hoite painu shri radha gobinda. By the mercy of the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, I attained Radha Govinda. Now, look at the humility of Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. He does not consider himself to be proud to be part of the parampara, to know these siddhantas directly from Rupa and Sanatana. What is his mood? He says, this is so beautiful. He says, Jagai madhai hoite muhi se papishtha. I am more sinful than Jagai and Madhai. Puri shera kita hoite muhi se laghishtha. And in terms of insignificance, I am more insignificant than the worm in the stool. Anyway, stool is very insignificant. When one passes stool, you just flush it. You don't turn around, look at it and observe it and try to, you know, be there for too long. It's insignificant. You just flush it. Imagine the worm which feeds on that stool. Krishna's Guru Goswami says, I am more insignificant than that worm that feeds on the stool. In fact, he says, Mora nama shune jai tara punya kshaya. Anyone who even hears my name, Krishnadas Kaviraj, all their good pious credits will be finished. Mora nama laya jaya tara papa haya. And if at all they take my name, then they will accumulate lots of sin. Preme matto nityananda kripa avatara. Although I am so useless, sinful, Nityananda Prabhu, he is mad. He is a madman. He is a madman because he is mad in love. Uttama adhama kichu nakore bichara. You know, a madman does not have any consideration who is high, who is medium, who is low. A madman may give everything indiscriminately. So it is not my qualification that I have attained the mercy of Nityananda. It is his madness of love, his mercy, that he has not made this discrimination. Jai aage podoye tare kore nishtara ato eva nishtarilo moi heno durachara. Although I am full of bad qualities, he has given me mercy, because he does not discriminate. And to convey Krishna consciousness, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, the third principle of parampara, to convey Krishna consciousness, to collect, to carry out, and to convey Krishna consciousness, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami went against all odds, all challenges. He writes right at the end in Antya Leela. He finishes Antya Leela by saying these words. Ami likhi eho mitha kori anumana amara sharira kashta putali samana. I am 90 years old and my body is like a wooden doll. You know, a wooden doll, it will break anytime. He's saying his bones, he was skinny, he was just bones, he was just a skeleton with skin wrapped on it. So he says, I cannot say I wrote this work, Chaitanya Charitamrita. I am challenged. How am I challenged? Vriddha jaratura ami andha badhira. I am old and my skin is falling off. It's all wrinkly. And I am blind. I cannot even see what I am writing. And I am deaf. Somebody calls me, I cannot even respond to them because I am deaf. I can't hear. Hasta hale mano buddhi nahi mora sthira. Even when I am writing, my hand is shaking. And my mind is not steady. I am not able to think clearly. Nana roga krashta chalite bashite na pari. So many diseases I have that I cannot even sit. I am lying down and I am writing. And I cannot even walk. Bashite na pari, chalite bashite na pari. Pancha roga pida vyakul ratri dine mari. And I am diseased in five ways. I am conditioned. I am under illusion. I have attachment to material propensities. I am ignorant. And I have no love for Godhead. Still, purbe granthe iha kori yache nibedana. Tathapi likheye shuna ihara karana. Still, I will tell you why I composed this. By whose strength did I compose this? This is not mine. I've just told you how disqualified I am. How have I composed this? Shri Govinda, Shri Chaitanya, Shri Nityananda. These are the names he gives by whose mercy he composed. By the mercy of Radha Govinda Dev, the deities. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. Shri Advaita, Shri Bhakta, Ara Shri Shrota Brinda. By the mercy of Advaita Acharya, the Srivas Thakur, and by the mercy of all of you listeners, by your mercy, I have composed. How did it happen? When there was a person called Haridas Pandit in Radha Govindadev Mandir, every single day, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas would gather and this Haridas Pandit would read from Vrindavandas Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Chaitanya Bhagavat covers the Adi Leela of Mahaprabhu. So there was no literature which spoke about the Madhya Leela and the Antya Leela. And everyone knew Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami would come and listen to that. Old man would come and listen to that. But everyone knew that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami has heard from Raghunath Das Goswami, who is an associate of Swarup Damodar, who is an associate of Mahaprabhu. So they insisted, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, please compose a literature glorifying the Madhya Leela and Antya Leela of the Lord. And that is why he composed this literature. So he says, I have been able to do it because of your mercy, because you listeners gave me your mercy. Shri Shraupa, Shri Rupa, Shri Sanatana, Shri Raghunatha, Dasha, Shri Guru, and the mercy of my Guru, Raghunath Das Goswami, Shri Jiva Charana, Iha Shabara Charana Kripai, Lekhaya Amare, Ara Eka Heya Teho, Ati Kripa Kore. By all their mercy, and there is one more personality whose mercy really made this happen. So, the pastime is that even though these Vaishnavas were telling him, please compose a literature glorifying the Madhya Leela and Antya Leela of Mahaprabhu, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami thought to himself, I am an old man, I cannot even walk without somebody's help. I'm about to die any moment. And composing, how many verses did he compose? Approximately 12,000 at the age of 90. So he was thinking, how am I going to compose this literature? Anyways, Mahaprabhu's pastimes are like an ocean. Who can write about it? So he was thinking. And he went and approached Radha, Madan Mohan, the deities. And when Madan Mohan Ji, he prayed to Madan Mohan Ji, if you desire, then please give me the indication that I must compose this literature. And just at that very moment, the garland of Radha Madan Mohan fell down. And Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami took that as an indication of blessing of Madan Mohan. So, as if Krishna has directly spoken to him, given his blessings. So Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami in Antya Leela, he lists all these personalities and then he says, Ara eka hoya teho ati kripa kore. And there is also one that I don't want to miss out because he has given me a lot of mercy. And while Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami was composing Chaitanya Charitamrita, every single day he would pray to Madan Mohan for strength. So what is he saying? He says, Shri Madana Gopala More Lekhaya Adnya Kori. Madan Mohan, Madan Gopal himself instructed me to write this. Kohitena Juyayap Tabu Rohitena Pari. I should not say this. If I say this, then people will think, just see, he's so proud. He thinks Madan Mohan directly instructed him. So I should not say this, but I cannot stay without saying this. I must say it. Why? He says, Na kohilu hoya more kritagnata dosha. If I don't mention him, then I am disregarding him. Please, dambha kori boli shrota, na kori ho rosha. Listeners, readers of Chaitanya Charitamrita, please don't be angry with me thinking that I am being proud about Madan Mohan giving me blessing. It's not because of pride. Please forgive me that I mention his name, but his instruction is what made me write this. As Prabhupada wrote even before he went to America, make me dance, make me dance as you want me to dance. And when the movement was catching up in the 60s, Prabhupada, with tears in his eyes, said, actually, you all have been sent to me by my spiritual master. I have no qualification. This is the mood in which Krishna consciousness is conveyed. This is parampara. At the end, he finishes by saying, Tomara shabara chalana dhuli kori no bandana. I take the dust of all your lotus feet who are listening to me, who are reading this Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's taking the dust of the readers. Tate Chaitanya Leela Hoilo Jeki Chulikana. It's only by the dust of your feet that I have been able to write this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Such is the mood in which Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami conveyed freely the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that is why he says, Taha kichu je sunilu, taha iha bistarilu. Whatever I've heard, I'm just expanding on that. Nothing special. I'm not doing anything wonderful. Bhakta gane deel deelu rei bheta. I'm giving this as bhet. Bhet means a present. This is my gift. This is the matchless gift. Like the matchless gift that our Srila Prabhupada gave all of us. So we should become part of this living parampara. Living parampara does not mean that one simply takes a formal initiation and forgets about it. Living parampara does not mean that one performs Krishna consciousness as a side activity. I have a day job and I have so many things to do in life, and by the way, you know, I got to chant my rounds. then we are not part of the parampara. Parampara is when we collect, we cherish, we collect the wealth of those instructions and the examples of the previous acharyas, and that becomes our real wealth. Not only we collect and we feel very nice about it, but we put those in practice in our lives. We carry out those instructions. Like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Collect those like Swarup Damodar Goswami. And not only we practice, but we distribute, we convey with humility to the rightful candidates freely. Against all challenges, like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And our Srila Prabhupada has given us, through his books, this is a month of the marathon, and book distribution, through book distribution, what are we distributing? We are distributing the mercy of the parampara. The entire parampara is in the books of Srila Prabhupada. Just a few days back, I was discussing with my family, the children and I, we were discussing the Bhagavatam first verse and why it starts with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. It's very wonderful how Srila Prabhupada translates Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Actually, if somebody knows Sanskrit, they will say Om. What is the meaning of Om? The sacred sound, the invocation. Namo, to pay obeisances. Vasudevaya, unto Vasudev. The son of Vasudev is Vasudev. Bhagavate, the Supreme Personality. So the translation is invocation, Om. I pay my obeisances to Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Prabhupada's translation is, right at the beginning, the first verse of Bhagavatam, his translation is, O my Lord Sri Krishna. And my intelligent children were asking me, where is Krishna? Is not there in the verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. How is, and sometimes these unscrupulous, unintelligent, little-minded, ignorant, those who know no Sanskrit, those who know no grammar, those who have no connection with the parampara, criticize Prabhupada for his translation. Sometimes some so-called scholars, they can't even speak a single line in Sanskrit, or they have not even read the commentaries, but they want to criticize Prabhupada. They say, Swami Prabhupada gave everything Krishnaized. All his translation is so Krishnaized. But I speak in his defense. I speak in the defense of Prabhupada, and to help you understand how parampara is in all his books. So I was telling, that this was a discussion with my children, I was telling them, Om, Prabhupada says is, O my Lord Shri Krishna. How is that? In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, chapter 9, chapter 10, three times Krishna says, amongst the sound I am Om. And the Acharyas have accepted it. So Prabhupada is following the Acharyas. Om. O my Lord Shri Krishna. Bhagavate Namo. Bhagavate, Bhagavate, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudevaya. Now this is interesting. Prabhupada says, Son of Vasudev, O all-pervading personality of Godhead. There is no all-pervading in this mantra. There is no word for all-pervading. Why is Prabhupada inserting all-pervading? Somebody might think. Again, in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapatyate Vasudevah sarvam iti sa mahatma sudurlabha. After many, many births, one comes to realize that Vasudev, that I am Vasudev, everything, all pervading. In the commentary, all the acharyas, they say, sarvatra vasati iti vasudevah. He who is all pervading, he who is everywhere, is Vasudev. So with that in mind, Prabhupada is translating here, son of Vasudev, all pervading. So not only is Prabhupada giving some dry mental speculation kind of translation, he is giving the translation in the parampara. This is the glory of Srila Prabhupada. This is the glory of his books. One cannot understand Bhagavatam except through service of the devotees and through the parampara. And Devanand Pandit, whose disappearance day it is today, is a great example of that. He was a great scholar. But he was giving meanings according to his mental speculation. He was giving meanings to the verses of Bhagavatam, thinking himself to be a great Pandit. Once Srivas Thakur came to his assembly and was listening to Devanand Pandit reciting Bhagavatam. And immediately Srivas was a great devotee. His heart transformed. He started to cry and roll on the ground. The students of Devanand Pandit thought, what a commotion this man is creating. Throw him out. They picked him up and threw him out. And Devanand Pandit observed that, but did not retaliate. For this offense, Mahaprabhu never gave his blessings to Devanand Pandit. This happened before Mahaprabhu's appearance, this particular pastime. But then, many, many, many years later, Vakreshwar Pandit, once Vakreshwar Pandit came to Navadvip, where Devanand Pandit was so enchanted by the beauty, the kirtan, and the way Vakreshwar Pandit was exhibiting his qualities. And as Vakreshwar Pandit, his follower of Mahaprabhu, as he was doing kirtan, at one point, he felt unconscious. So much affection Devanand Pandit developed just by looking at Vakreshwar Pandit, that as Vakreshwar Pandit dropped unconscious, Devanand Pandit rushed to him and started fanning him and started trying to revive him. Because of this service to the devotee, Mahaprabhu gave his mercy to Devanand Pandit. We don't have much time to speak. But Devanand Pandit, it is said by Kavi Karnapur that Devanand Pandit is Bhaguri Muni, who is a priest in the house of Nanda Maharaj in the spiritual world. So today is his disappearance day. He attained the mercy of the Lord by serving the devotees. He understood Bhagavatam by serving the devotees through the devotees. That is parampara. The parampara is, so let us today reflect back on the wonderful parampara we belong to and reinstate our vows that every moment in our life, anyway there is not much life left, we all are only moving towards one thing which is certain in this world, which is the death of this body. So whatever little years we have, 4 years, 5 years, 3 years, 1 year, 1 day, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years. Actually, Raghunath Das Goswami, after he wanted to commit suicide, he went to Vrindavan and he was there for 40 years. Whatever time we may have, let us engage in collecting those jewels of instructions at every moment. Collect them, cherish the examples of the acharyas, and carry out those instructions, which is so important. Srila Prabhupada says, if one is not sincere and serious about this process of Krishna consciousness, one may perform all the activities superficially. But he said, it is simply a waste of time. And let us then convey this message to everyone. Thank you very much. I'm not sure what time I'm meant to go up till, but I think I must stop now. Any comments or questions?